The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Joining me now is one of the most successful and celebrated crime journalists in Ireland and the host of the Crime World podcast. And it is that podcast that has her at the Cork Podcast Festival on Sunday, the 30th of March. She, of course, being Nicola Tallant. Nicola, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anton. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about because it's the podcast festival that you are heading toward. Tell me about the decision to do the podcast, because for some people, it is an easy topic to do podcast. For you, you're in legally difficult areas, and many of the subjects of interviewees that you might want to have on are interesting people. How did you thread that needle?
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, you know, some of them that we might want to have on would be controversial. Look, you just kind of make each decision every day. The podcast has just grown out of all proportion since it started. And we kind of move with breaking news now, plus do longer form stuff and interviews. So it's all a bit chaotic. But bringing it to the live audience, I think, has been the real challenge. And I've done a good few shows over the last few years to put crime onto the stage, to create an entertainment from it, is a challenge to reach that proper balance of maybe making people laugh a bit, but also, you know, getting down to the serious elements of crime as well.
How do you do that? Because one of the things that sort of typifies podcasts is often it can be a softer interview that you might get. I mean, if you look at Joe Rogan of this world, he rarely challenges guests. Some of the guests that you have on, the things that they are famous for require a challenge. So how do you strike that fine line?
Yeah, and in a way, the podcast format suits it because it's long. So you have time to delve into things, you know, radio interviews, etc., that you're doing. You have a short period of time that you have to get to the you know, the point of the whole thing very, very quickly and clipped. Whereas the podcast, you can take your time to go through. I mean, let's talk about, say, The Monk, for example, who was the big interview of last year. And that allowed us to delve back to the childhood, to go through everything that had happened with him in more recent times and onwards towards his general election candidacy. So it sort of suits. Yeah, I think podcasting is soft. It's a little bit more chatty. It's a bit like you're having a cup of tea with somebody. You're probably not going to go to war with them. You know, to get something out of them, it probably has to be a little bit more friendly and a little bit soft. You can obviously challenge people as well. And by its very nature with crime, you have to. But yeah, it's sort of funny. It's still evolving, I think, podcasting. And I think Joe Rogan does 3-hour interviews. I don't think I've ever done that now. I do have people who edit me. But yeah, it's kind of, you have to create a relaxed atmosphere for somebody to be able to talk about things that maybe aren't just breaking news, that are in their background, in their childhood, for example, and to bring them along, bring their story out.
Which has always been, I would figure, it's one of the challenges I would imagine of crime journalism particularly, because you have to build relationships with your sources and with your subjects the way a business journalist would or a sports journalist would. But what they are doing is intrinsically bad and intrinsically illegal in many instances. How do you keep the distance? How do you keep the skepticism? How do you keep not becoming friends with your subjects?
Well, I suppose in the same way as other journalists with their contacts and their sources, you don't necessarily become friends with them at all. You know, it is a business relationship. Both people are getting something from it. And I suppose journalism by its very nature is all about that. It's developing a source through a little bit of trust and, you know, a little bit of camaraderie, but then knowing where to draw the line that it doesn't actually, you know, it doesn't enter into your private life. You have a whole different life. I think people think that journalists, that's all they do, that they don't have a life outside it. But when in actual fact, we probably all draw lines, you know, and you close down your laptop at night and you go and do your own stuff. But you do have to keep it as a business relationship. It's particularly difficult in crime because, okay, there's no press officers there representing these people. And, you know, you have to sort of go out and talk to them. You have to understand what's happening on the ground, but then you also have to develop other sources who are sort of crime fighting or in law enforcement, you know, in the law. And you have to juggle the whole thing and balance it. But there's always a human story and there's always
the fact of giving the human story, if you're talking sports journalism, if you're talking business journalism, arts journalism, the balance is intrinsic in it. But you're always reporting on the bad guys.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not all that bad. And a lot of them have a reason that they've done and chosen the life they have. And I do think that if we need to develop our understanding of crime, what it is and its place in society, we have to delve back and to try and work out what it is that happened. You know, why did this individual choose, or why were they forced into this life? Because a lot of people don't make choices. You know, the choices are made for them by, you know, maybe the very nature of where they're born or what family they're born into. So it's not always black and white that they're doing things bad, end of. So we shut them down. If we need to learn to understand why society is made up of people who don't break the law and those who do, we have to try and understand the person at the heart of it and why they're doing what they're doing. I've always found that interesting. And, you know, sometimes you will see somebody who may be standing in the dock and they might be in their early 20s and they've murdered somebody and they're facing life imprisonment. But why are they there? Why do they get there? Why aren't they like a middle class kid out having just graduated from Trinity College with a degree that will see them go through to legitimate society? It's not always their fault. It's reasons really that we're all responsible for that happens.
And do you leaven that then with the middle class kids who find themselves going to jail and the kids who grow up very deprived who find themselves being successful?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's people in all classes that do things or that make choices. But I think in a broader sense, if you're looking at, in particular, gangland crime, organised crime, what's going on in certain parts of our society, like a lot of that is because certain communities have been disenfranchised and they haven't been given the same opportunities that others have. Now, middle class people commit crime as well, and sometimes they can be extremely interesting and their reasons can be extremely interesting too. I'm just thinking recently of a Kerry businessman called Nathan MacDonald who was up in the Special Criminal Court because of his involvement in the shipment of crystal meth from the Mexican Sinaloa cartel to Australia, which didn't go all too well for him. So, you know, there's all sorts of people. It's a melting pot, really, the criminal underworld and gangland, of all sorts of personalities and people. And their stories are interesting. And to bring them out, you can't just immediately and aggressively go to war with them when you're trying to communicate with them. You have to sort of try and understand maybe a bit of what got them to where they are.
So in conclusion, given the great guns that the podcast has been doing, do you think of yourself now as crime reporter or podcaster?
I don't really know what I am anymore, to be honest with you. I still do a bit of everything. The podcast obviously takes up a lot of my time, but I also write books. I do the shows. I had been lecturing. I'm not doing so much of that anymore. I don't have so much time. And I don't write for the newspaper or the news media, the websites as much as I used to. I do an awful lot of talking, which is probably why I'm not in with you today, because my voice is kind of slightly gone now here at the moment. I've been doing a bit too much of it recently. But I don't know. I think I'm a storyteller is probably overall what I'd like to see myself as.
Well, Nicola, we appreciate your time, given the voice is under pressure. That is Nicola Tallant, who is host of the Crime World podcast, and she is going to be at the Cork Podcast Festival on Sunday, the 30th of March in the Opera House. And if you want to find out more, you can go to thegoodroomcork@gmail.com. That's where information can be got on that event.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.